Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, spending time with my colleague Simon Constable in the south of France. It's summertime. The French are on vacation. So are the English, and especially in a place called the Cotswolds. I learned from investigating, without the help of AI, just the old read, that Cotswolds means sheep enclosure in rolling hills, from Old English, very Old English. The walled part is obvious. The rolling hills. The cuts might be sheep, it might be any domesticated animal. In any event, my experience of the Cotswolds, and I was there in the 20th century, is that it's all a gem. This is Oxfordshire, Gloucestershire, and Warwickshire, pieces of each. Those are the old provinces, old counties. And no matter whether it was a village for the farmers or a manor house for the lords, everything is pristine. It's a gem. And it's a vacation land for the people from the big cities, from the south, and from Oxford itself, which is Oxford being the easternmost part of the Cotswolds. Oxford is a heavily industrialized city, even though its reputation is built on learning. To the Cotswolds, at the invitation of George Osborne, former Chancellor of the Exchequer, arrives the Vances of Ohio, mom, dad, and children. And they're staying at a manor house, and it so happens that they were feted by the local billionaire, a man named Bamsford, who has one of those Lord manor houses that he's restored to a gem. I think it's a Georgian. In any event, every house is perfect, and the Bamfords have a perfect house. They were hosting the vice president and his family at a local organic farm that they run, and they were eating lunch and having ice cream made from organic milk. So were the Secret Service and the Bureau and the British guards as well, the British security forces. And in this small village of Cotswold, with these gem-like farmhouses, you know, with the outside the front of the little door is a perfect little garden in stone. Everything is perfect. Rolls in a 20-vehicle motorcade filled with weapons, people in Kevlar ready for communication with, Mars on the roofs of some of the SUVs. And they must keep their engines idling the whole time for emergency escape, just in case. They're having lunch at the Bamsford's organic farm. Simon, I set it up. Now, help us all understand what the Cotswolds represent and how the Cotswoldians would have regarded this 20 motorcade and the vice president.
Wow. The Cotswolds are undoubtedly very beautiful, and the people there are very, what British people would call genteel. They're polite, they're quite forthright in what they think is reasonable. And seeing that many police around or security people around is not normal in the UK. The police tend to blend into the background in countryside areas, you know, little towns, villages, all that sort of stuff. You don't really notice them. So this would have been quite a shock for a lot of people who've grown up in the Cotswolds or have lived there a long while. It would be no more unexpected than if a troop of tanks had driven through the Cotswolds without notice, and they've basically been blocking the roads. Not tanks, because tanks didn't go in, but the motorcades have been had roads blocked so that no one can get onto those roads while the vice president gets to his holiday home. It's very interesting. And you were telling me earlier that a woman had asked some of the British security people to turn off the engine of their car because it was putting out stinky pollution. And she wanted to get her dog out of the Tesla without the dog having to deal with any of the effluent, i.e. the smoke coming out of the tailpipe. It's very interesting. And she did that. And of course, they being British security people said, "Of course, madam," and did immediately turned off the engine and the dog got out and everything was fine. And that comes down to one thing, is that Britons, like me, really are, we are policed by consent, by a mass consent of the population says, okay, the police are there. They're there to help us and help us catch, you know, robbers and murderers and all the rest of it. But primarily it's by consent. It's not by force. And it's and that really kind of explains that conversation the woman had with the security guard.
And in general, we have about a minute. How are the advances welcomed in Britain? Have they been in the news? Are people talking about them?
Yes, they've been in the news, and it has not been positive. People have been going around saying, we don't want Vance here, please, you know, please go home, that sort of stuff, and other ruder words, and I will not mention them on the radio because it is absolutely wrong to do so and would be offensive. But no, it's not really been given a warm welcome by the public. Obviously, George Osborne was giving him a beautiful reception because of his friend in this massive mansion. So that's all good in terms of what Vance is getting, but I think the locals are not happy.
Simon Constable, happy in the south of France, waiting for rain. It'll come when the fall arrives, with Lara and Juno.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.